The results of Jewish opposition to the divine plan are certainly becoming increasingly visible amongst the Jews themselves. The persistence in the rejection of the one mediator, Christ Jesus, in spite of abundant light and grace, is having its inevitable results. As Jewish power in the material order grows, they are ceasing to believe in the God of Israel and are falling a prey to Marxian pantheism. The official head of the anti-God association of the USSR is the Jew Yaroslavsky, whose real name is Gubelman. Another quotation from Lazar's work is very illuminating with regard to the Jewish sympathies of revolutionary Jews. He writes, quote, "It will be objected that when he becomes a revolutionary, the Jew almost invariably becomes an atheist and thus ceases to be a Jew. In general, the Jews, even the revolutionaries, have kept the Jewish spirit, and if they have given up religion and faith, they have nevertheless been formed, thanks to their ancestry and their education, by the influence of Jewish nationalism. This is true in a very special fashion of the Jewish revolutionaries who lived in the first half of this century. Heinrich Heine and Karl Marx are two typical examples. Heine is held to be a German in France. In Germany, he is accused of being French. He was above all a Jew. The same holds true for Marx." End of quote. Subordinate agencies of revolution. We can now classify the subordinate agencies working against the mystical body of Christ as follows. A, revolutionary societies, which are strictly Masonic and secret. They have a twofold hierarchy of degrees and of government. Illuminati, Carbonari, Freemasons, etc. B, revolutionary societies, which have only the hierarchy of government and which are directed towards a special object. The amount of secrecy to be met with in these societies may vary. Examples of such societies are the Internationale of the Jews, Karl Marx, and Friedrich Engels, and the Irish Republican Brotherhood, commonly known as the IRB. C, non-secret societies, which are imbued with a Masonic naturalistic spirit. An example is the Rotary International. Let us now take each of these subordinate agencies in turn. A, Masonic societies, strictly so-called. With regard to Masonic societies, strictly so-called, the end they have in view, namely the setting up of man in the place of God, is unknown to many of their members. But the pantheistic deification of man is present in the symbolism of the lodges and in the rituals and discourses, so that a mentality which we may call Masonic is gradually created amongst the habitués. That mentality will always be found hostile in a greater or less degree according to the progress of the initiation to the four points in which we summed up the order of the world. One has only to take as test the question of divorce and of the stability of family life, or the question of full Christian education, to see how Masons are affected by their formation. The formation is objectively always the same. An example from the tragic life story of the Emperor Charles I of Austria, dethroned at the end of the Great War, may here be of interest. A representative of the Grand Orient called on the monarch in Switzerland and promised him that the crown of Hungary would be restored to him, and later that of Austria, if he would insert two points in the Constitution: the neutral or non-religious schools and civil marriage. The emperor, of course, refused and suffered as a true Catholic for his fidelity to the divine plan. As we have said, however, many Masons do not understand the full significance of the society to which they belong, but that does not excuse them from responsibility. Masonry is ever seeking to arrive at power in states, so that it may then, by the way of legality, transform society in accordance with its principles, that is, set up man in the place of God. To quote Findel, one of the oracles of German Masonry, quote, "The church, then rulers of states, and finally capital, have reigned in turn since the Middle Ages. All three were considered during a certain time to be of divine right, and consequently as necessary and unassailable. The abuse of power awoke doubts about their legitimacy. The church, was the first to succumb under the blows of the reform movement and then of rationalism. According as the power of the papacy grew less, that of secular rulers increased, and the age of absolute monarchs arrived. But the French Revolution overthrew the proud structure of the monarchy, and at the same time, the ancient feudal society. Then in the state arose a new despot, capital. But as the legitimacy of the church and of monarchy were formally condemned in their origins and in their development, the same phenomenon is now taking place with regard to capital, which is destined soon to disappear, end of quote. Therefore, no more priests, no more kings, no more holders of private property. Masonry is tending towards the same consummation as the Communist Internationale. This was pointed out long ago by Pope Leo XIII in his encyclical letter, Humanum Genus, 1884, on Freemasonry.